Hi, what's popping, people? Part two's popping, that's what's popping.
Where'd you get that?
What?
That popping thing.
Popping?
From Omar Mateen.
Yeah, the guy that took out the nightclub in Florida.
Yeah.
His move on guys, he'd come up and say, hey, what's popping?
And that's what we're doing with the show?
I don't know. I just thought it was, I thought it was cute.
We're trying to take something bad and bring light.
Trying to make it positive. Turn it into
like
positive.
Sociopathic, homicidal lunatic hitting on guys, and we're using that as our.
Well, yeah, we want to bring light to
He's
it.
Not the only guy that said what's popping.
We want to reclaim it, just like queer. Right?
Is that all you do?
He's like, right?
Right? Queer used to be derogatory.
Did you say that? Anybody?
What? That's a real thing. Shut up.
That's cool if you're queer, dude. My mouth's floors, man.
Oh, you're missing the point.
What's the point?
Queer used to be derogatory till homosexuals took it back.
Oh.
Just like we're retaining what's popping, even though we didn't know it existed until a long routine. So, kind of not.
Do anything besides tear things down?
Is that what I'm doing? Can I go home?
I don't know. You might need a timeout.
I can go. Can you escort me out?
Let's put you in timeout. We'll set a timer, and when it goes off, you can come out.
You'll make me sit in the backyard.
Put him in the isolation booth.
Ooh, there you go. I don't think that'll hold him.
Is there an isolation booth?
Yes, it's when the microphone gets turned down to about 10% of its normal level.
Yeah, then you just have to yell.
Yeah, right. Hold up, time out. You mean to tell me that you're uncomfortable?
Jay, will you turn me down to 10%?
Huh?
I think we'll still be able to hear him.
I just want to see if I can hear myself.
He's got to go lower.
Microphones are too close together in this room, unfortunately. But go ahead, Jay, bring him down. I'm covering my mic, so I can pick up a mic.
Drew and I instinctively just turned the mic away and covered it.
Can you hear me?
I think you're still too high. You're done. You're nobody.
Nobody.
You are nobody.
Nobody.
Well, that's what...
I like it.
That's what my stepdad used to always say.
You're nobody?
No, he always
going
said,
to 10%.
Why can't you be more like your cousin Melvin?
You go in the isolation booth?
It was always, why can't you be more like Melvin?
What did Melvin do?
What's so great about Melvin?
He died at birth.
Shut up.
Kidding me?
He was a rough dude.
He's a joke.
Wow.
Shut up, baby dick.
Jeez.
I think he chose Melvin.
Melvin. I thought the guy was for real.
Melvin LaDuff.
Now I get Melvin on my mind because Melvin... Butch Hollowell. Melvin Hollowell is the city's attorney for Duggan, so...
Oh.
I'm preparing one. I'm preparing one Monday for Melvin. No, he won't.
Oh, really?
He won't talk to me.
Why not?
Because I got questions.
I assume he doesn't want to answer them?
No.
I mean, usually most people will just answer a question unless they have something to hide.
Now, that's the thing. Like, you know how Hillary doesn't give press conferences?
Yeah. Oh,
Duggan doesn't give press conferences.
Oh, that's crazy.
Have you seen him lately? Not really.
Mm-mm. Where has he been? I haven't seen him pop up anywhere.
Their asses are so puckered. I'm telling you.
I don't know.
The feds are up. There's not one demolition being done.
Well, that's the time to look like everything's A-okay.
Do the press conference.
How do you keep running a city when you know there's an FBI investigation coming?
I don't know.
That's got to be horrible.
That actually makes Fakana look a little better because at least he would go, Charlie.
Bada boom. I've never in my career had a public servant hide.
Yeah, that's odd.
No, there is one. Kwame hid at the end. You never saw him.
Huh, yeah.
He was so arrogant for so long.
Wasn't he, though?
He really, really would have had you believe that he wasn't the least bit concerned.
He still is. The last thing we heard out of him, that Facebook post, he's still arrogant.
You know, after his fake remarks in front of the judge before he sentenced him, then he, of course, has to come out and say, oh, it's all bullshit.
I want to tell you that you done set me up for a comeback.
He's a sociopath.
When, 28 years from now, or when's that comeback coming?
2036.
He's going to be, I'm telling you, he'll get out. I predict he gets out early.
He can't
get out too early, though, can he?
Do you think Obama's really going to buy the Facebook post?
Yeah, right.
No, he's doing it.
Can you imagine if he did?
Well, a federal sentence, can he get out early at all? Isn't it like 15%?
I think 15%.
Okay. So a couple years early. And I predict he starts a church. But will anybody even remember him then? Will people remember him?
Around here? Yeah.
Forever.
People remembered Coleman Young for a long time. He wasn't in power as much.
We're talking 24 more years.
Oh,
a long fucking time.
People will remember that. You don't think?
Some will.
I don't know. I mean,
the mayor in 1930, Charles Bowles, was removed from office on a recall because he was in with the mob and clanned up.
I don't remember that.
And well, I know it, but that's the big span of the history here. And the night that he was recalled, the reporter, the WJR reporter that was leading the recall, was sitting in the hotel. Back then, guys lived in the hotel, reading his paper. A couple guys came in, put a couple slugs in his head, dead.
See you.
This town is like, and it got an amazing history.
Hey, I'm glad you brought that up because that reminds me, we're getting all sorts of questions about White Boy Rick because White Boy Rick is now highly associated with me and Thomas Fiorini of the University of Michigan, of course, who has to bring it up every time a story comes up. Somehow he has to make some nasty comment about me and the fact that we interviewed White Boy Rick twice. Of course, he never listens. Never listens, but he happened to catch those two interviews in the 2.5 years. Those two tiny pieces of the show, he happened to catch them, even though he never listens. Because
he's the one who sucks.
Yeah, he's the one that sucks. Do we think he's at a library? Is he working in a library?
That's his Facebook, if you dig into it.
But you think he's real? You don't think it's some made-up thing?
I don't know, Mark. I think he's for real.
Yeah, there's a listing.
There's some people. Whatever. Some people are saying that Thomas Fiorini went to U of M Dearborn.
Dun, dun, dun.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
Its degree doesn't say Ann Arbor.
The degree probably says University of Michigan, though.
So?
I don't think it says Dearborn on it.
Well. Hail to the victors, valiant, hail to the conquering heroes,
hail to Michigan, the leaders and the best.
Hail to the victors, valiant, hail to the conquering heroes,
hail to Michigan, the champions of the West.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
You know college football starts tonight, right? 10 o'clock?
What?
Yeah.
Really? Are you kidding me?
Nope. Cal in Hawaii.
Cal.
Live from Sydney, Australia.
Cal. I'm a Cal Bear.
Yeah, that's right. You are.
Sure, he's a
grad. Grad school. Yep. They're favored by like 24 and a half.
The Bears.
Duh, Bears.
Don't you think it's a little silly, though, that we're supposed to showcase this great sport on someone else's land, and we send Cal in Hawaii to... Meh team. Cal's meh. Hawaii sucks.
Yeah, but Hawaii's closer to Australia, so, you know, there's a lot of islanders.
But they're playing, they're playing a week early. I don't know.
But, you know, the Maoris from New Zealand, there's a lot of Polynesian people that would really be into watching Hawaii. They really would.
Well, next year, send Alabama and Florida State next year.
What happened to the Hawaii quarterback?
Send them up here. I'd go watch that game. You got to send them Australia, bro.
All right, fair point.
What was so good about who was the Hawaii quarterback?
Colt Brennan.
Colt Brennan. That's
yeah.
Right. What happened to him? Nothing.
I think he ran into some trouble, didn't he?
Oh, did he?
And then
off
he,
the field.
You know what? He ran into trouble, which is why he ended up in Hawaii. But then, was he with the Redskins? Or am I confusing my Colts and Colt
McCoy?
What a great football game. Colt.
Colt. Yeah.
Who was the quarterback for Washington? Johnny Sixkiller? Was that his name?
Sonny Sixkiller.
Sonny Sixkiller.
Yeah, I love that guy.
Man, he could play, too.
Yeah. Is he the only Native American Division I quarterback that anyone can name?
I don't know about quarterbacks, but Jim Thorpe won the Heisman, baby.
Wait, what was your question? I'm sorry, he's typing.
Native American quarterbacks in Division I.
Now, there's a few.
Sonny Sixkiller is pretty hard to top.
At least with that name, yeah.
He made the cover of SI.
Did he?
Yeah, sure did.
Yeah, he was drafted. Colt Brennan was drafted by the Redskins.
Okay, Colt Brennan investigated for felony drug possession in DUI.
So he was in trouble.
See ya.
All right. I'm proud. I'm sad that he got in trouble. I'm proud I remembered that, though.
But didn't he, Colt Brennan, didn't he also play at Saddleback College?
I don't know. I don't know.
What am I missing here?
Did he? Oh, you got his thing up?
Yeah.
I think it was a JC transfer.
Yes, he did. Did you see that?
Yes, I saw it.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, Jesus Christ.
That wouldn't sound like a sports
read that.
Charlie was holding his hand to his head like
he was
fighting that thought out of his brain. Digging that thought out of his brain.
I want to belong to the sports guy.
I didn't even know
guy.
There was a Saddleback College. I thought there was a joke coming, like my cousin Marvin.
Colt from Saddleback. You know what I mean? It's awesome.
Okay. You know what his dad used to tell him? He used to tell him, why can't you be more like your cousin Marvin?
That's funny because my cousin's name was Melvin.
Melvin Marvin, sorry.
All right, I have to.
Damn it.
I have to get back to White Boy Rick because White Boy Rick, it looks like, may be seeing the light of day.
I don't say it yet, though.
Because Kim Worthy is softening her stance.
You sound like White Boy Rick may be seeing some light.
Possibly.
This is Magic Windows breaking news.
Jay, where's the breaking news music, man? Okay, because we got to have that from now on.
Well, we really need the more Krim sounder so bad. I mean, that was huge.
Even though he never did it himself.
Got to put Jay in a timeout.
People around the country were using that more.
Turn on your mic, Jay. Come into the room with me and turn on the mic.
People nationwide were using the more Krim sounder.
It was hot.
They stole it from us.
It was hot.
What is it? I don't remember it.
The Magic Windows. The breaking news.
Yeah. Don't remember the commercial?
Magic Windows.
Please play it.
They call it. I don't think we have it now because it's in our. No, we don't have it. But you know they have a breaking news sounder like Mort's breaking news about Magic Windows. We used it for breaking news on sports radio. It was great. Anyway, with Kim Worthy softening, it looks like White Boy Rick may have a shot to get out. But they also Dietz did a little story about some hitman who's out, by the way. He's killed 30 people, and he says that he was asked to take out White Boy Rick by a former Detroit cop.
Fake.
Well, time out. First of all, that wasn't a little story. Dietz was on the roof of WDIV.
Why was he on the roof?
Brandon
made a joke
here
about that. I'll meet you on the roof.
Groundbreaking, big, you know, but yeah, I'm going to give Kevin some credit because he's been doing this story for forever.
Yeah, he's been working it.
He has. So what did he say? Like, Kim Worthy will not stand in the way or will recommend.
Quite possibly may.
Well, she has been.
Quite possibly may let him go to the, not stand in the way of the parole board.
She's been involved in a number of cases involving juvenile life sentences in the last 6 months, and it's changed her view of the situation. And he will have to be paroled by the parole board, though.
But.
Which is another.
She won't stand in the way. That was the news, right?
I guess so, yeah.
What does that even mean?
Well, she stood in the way last time, though.
It means nothing if he, because it seems to me, if he's not going to be resentenced like Hathaway was going to do,
yes.
Dana Hathaway, then he's waiting for the parole board, and we don't know the parole board's going to. We don't know. Shouldn't this guy just be let out for fuck's sake? He's been in there 28 years.
You would think.
Tim Allen's not in there. He got the same. Tim Allen committed the same crime.
With the way Obama has been letting people out. Yes. What's the proper word for it?
Commutations.
I mean, he's had a ton of them. A lot of them for
drugs. But he can't commute. Why White Boy, because it's a state rap, not a federal rap.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, for some reason I thought it was federal.
Could he let him out of his running the illegal car stealing ring? This one ran in prison in Florida, maybe, so he can get right out.
Let me back up. He didn't do the same thing that Tim Allen did. Tim Allen was rolling some coke to college kids, and White Boy Rick was heavily involved, whether you think he led it or not, was heavily involved in a dope cartel.
White Boy Rick, it was the 651 law, though, 651 grams. They both got life. But Tim Allen turned state's evidence on a couple people, just like White Boy Rick did. But Tim Allen served 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really if
don't fuck Coleman Young's granddaughter.
I know.
That'll teach you a
his
lesson.
Niece. Yeah. If you look at the
that is the lesson.
If you look at the sort of the mentality at the time, it's amazing that Tim Allen got out when he did. I mean, people did not get out for that. People were you got the 651, you were
the
done.
The crack wars were. When did Tim Allen go down? 70s.
I think early 80s, maybe?
Early 80s.
Maybe 70s.
Now, White Boy Rick goes down what? Late 80s?
Mid 80s.
When crack's flying.
87, 88, yeah.
Right, so there's a difference between some powder in 82 and you're running a cartel in Detroit in 88, 89 because the bodies were stacking up like cordwood. 800, 700 murders, something like
but
that.
But it sounded like a setup from the beginning.
I'm not so sure.
Cocaine's not even on him. It's a block away under a porch.
And that guy, Johnny, you know, who was dating Coleman Young's niece before White Boy Rick that got busted, he'd been running that thing for years.
Yeah.
And he said White Boy Rick had just gotten started with it because he was a police informant before that. He said on a scale of 1 to 10, he was at 9 in terms of being a giant dealer. He said White Boy Rick was a 2. And he talked about all the people. I mean, he ran down a list of guys who've gotten out while White Boy Rick's been in there. Murders, multiple murders.
Like the hitman we saw on Deitch's
piece. 30 years.
Oh, yeah, I whacked 30 people. Now, most of us is out.
I don't believe what that guy said.
I don't either.
But doesn't it just seem crazy that this guy's still in there?
Well, he's been up for parole a few times, and he keeps getting denied. And isn't part of parole, correct me if I'm wrong, isn't it supposed to be about rehabilitation and remorse and good behavior?
I don't know what Michigan statutes read, but California removed it. The piece about rehabilitation took it out. It might not say that.
Well, what is generally the point of parole, though?
You know. Clean out the fucking cages.
Well, yeah.
And if I ever had to talk to the parole board, I'd give them the Morgan Freeman line from Shawshank that if I could talk to myself when I was that young man. I love that rap.
My favorite one is OJ on the, you know, the 30 for 30.
Yeah.
Why are you bringing that up?
Yeah.
I was talking about this. I was just telling you about my softball team that I managed to the championship, and you're bringing this bullshit up? Kill you like I killed Nicole. I mean, what? I didn't kill Nicole.
Tim Allen was busted in 1978.
Really?
Yeah. Rick was busted in 1987.
The Tim Allen's real name is...
Tib Dick. Tib Dick, actually. Tib Dick, who would become Tib Allen, the actor, after he shed the name Tib Dick.
Tib Dick.
I don't know why...
Please don't call me Tiny Tim.
Do you remember Andy Dick's joke about his name?
What'd he say?
It's like, Andy Dick is not my real name, it's my stage name. My real name is Andy Penis. I don't know why it's so stupid, but it always makes me laugh. Whatever happened to Andy Dick?
I don't know. I saw him on TV the other night, and I was thinking the same thing.
Gets in trouble, he turns his life around, he gets in trouble, he turns his life around.
No, he gets in trouble, turns his life around, gets a part, yeah. Gets in trouble, turns his life around.
Films one of the greatest movies of all time, Division Three.
He's so funny. Right? has he gotten busted lately or something?
I don't know. He's doing improv.
I bet you it's good. Andy Dick's a funny
guy. He's very funny. Oh, should we call him? I might have his number.
Oh, yeah.
Please do.
Let's see.
Oh, that's right. Remember when he was answering our calls for a while there?
Yeah.
I got nothing to do.
He was living in that...
Yes,
in
I
that,
do have it.
In
okay.
that, he was living in that that storage container.
You know what? It might work.
His wife's property.
Yes.
Where? Right.
In California.
I need a pen.
Oh, great.
He's got to be at Hollywood Improv in 5 hours.
Uh-oh. It might work, Drew, because I think he has an iPhone because the FaceTime option popped up when I pulled up his number.
Sweet. It's only 5 o'clock in L.A. He's just having his first or
anybody have a pen? You need a pen somewhere?
I found it.
He's got 5 hours to be to work.
His wife, he bought this house. His wife and kids were living in the house, and he was living in a storage container in the backyard.
Yep.
Shitting
and
in
loving
the bucket.
It. Loved it. Yeah, that was a nice little storage container.
Was there a bathroom in there? There wasn't, was there? Or was there?
Oh, God. He probably just went inside.
Maybe.
Loafed down and
left. It seemed
like
he went in the house very often.
They knew when he was in there by the stench he left
behind. That's really not good for a marriage. Like, okay, look, I want you to move outside into the storage container, but
I think they were
if
done.
You need to take a shit, please sashay through the house.
Sashay.
You know, great. And he's the only memory you have of the man is this stink. Like,
you
Andy,
dick.
Get a life. What a dick.
I know. That's.
Call this guy.
That's a little harsh.
Andy Penis, yeah.
And you know what? The storage container was pretty nice, too.
It was
awesome. Nice furniture on there. It had a big old TV.
Remember when you and I watched it? Hey, we both could live in there.
It's the first thing I said was, I don't think I'd mind
no
that.
Rickety railing.
It was a nice yard, too, if you wanted to go outside and hang out in the yard.
No porch?
I'm not biting. He's mad at me.
Very sore subject.
Thank you for calling. This is Andy. Please leave a message with your phone number and your name, and I'll get back to you. I hope you have a great day. Bye-bye.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Andy, hey, it's Drew and Mark and Charlie on our podcast in Michigan. We used to have you on our radio show. back in the WRAF days, well, and in the Sports 105.1 days.
I think we could be calling about our interview for Division III, which never ended up happening. It was 5 years ago.
Even though we love the movie.
It is a great movie.
Yes. Oh, hey, guys, I didn't know it was you. Hi.
Oh, stop it, Charlie.
I was just showering off. I was just showering off in the hose.
You dick!
Were you leaving a serious message? You ruined it.
We love your container. Are you still living in your container in the backyard?
Yes.
Charlie, we like Andy Dick a lot.
I know. I think you've
got our calls multiple times.
Andy, we love you, man. You got to save the show.
Please. All right. We'll call you back. Andy. Or should I leave
Jay him? Leave the number, Jay.
Jay, you want to leave him your number?
Yeah, I'll leave him number.
Okay, cool.
Bye.
Hang on for Jay.
Actually, Andy, I think you're a genius, dude. You're funny, funny fucking man. You really are. Call us back.
He's funny as no one else. There's no one who's funny in quite the way Andy Dick is.
He's funny as hell.
He's unique.
I agree.
Bye bye.
We were just talking about you, Andy. That's all. Somebody had your number.
Yeah, I didn't know you were listening.
Did you ever see Zoolander 2?
I did.
He was in it. I never saw it, so I didn't know what he did.
Not much. Zoolander 2 was not as funny as Zoolander 1.
Oh. Are you surprised?
No, but I was disappointed. It was a lot less.
Answer this question for me, because in the previews, Will Ferrell's part looked really funny. Was it not?
Who got to? It was nothing about the movie was that funny.
Oh, really?
It had its moments.
Oof.
There were a bunch of cameos, but one was so funny.
Yeah.
I mean, Zoolander was a great movie. I love that.
I actually watched that with a group of male models in New York living,
oh, really?
Living in a flop house.
What?
What? Yeah, I was filming some shit.
Your day's living with a bunch of male models?
Yeah, was... in New York.
Really?
And I slept in the bathtub and it was great. And they listed all the women they fucked on the door, the closet door.
Yeah.
And one of them was grandma. I'm like, grandma? How old was fucking grandma? They're like, 34. So we watched Zoolander. It was great.
They must have loved it.
They did.
Loved it. Yeah. Hey,
how did you get to be living with a bunch of male models?
I had a show with Discovery. So the premise of this particular show was male beauty. And my whole deal was try to get on a bus or a...
Male beauty? You mean of the one show?
Yeah, one show. Like,
okay.
You know, the beauty.
Different topics every week.
Yeah, exactly. One's Fight Club, one's...
So you met the male models doing the show on male beauty?
Yeah, and the whole...
And then you decided to get a room with them?
Well, I wanted to stay with them. But the whole trick of the show was I'm trying to get like a billboard or something on a bus. So in the end, I don't get any of that. But I did get to walk the catwalk.
Oh!
A week before Fashion Week. In a fetish rubber show.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
You walked the catwalk.
Yeah, in a rubber suit with a purple cape.
Did you get to keep the suit?
No, but the chicks were hot.
Oh, God,
sweet.
Yeah.
It was fun, man.
Yeah, sounds like fun. Except, you know what? If I went out partying with a bunch of male models, I figure that, oh, man, how am I going to get any action with all these male models around me?
Well, there's two schools of thought. You either hang out with guys that are really hot and you get crumbs.
That's
or
true.
You hang out with guys that are really gross and then try. I think I'd go for the crumbs first, right?
Yeah, that's same thought about that angle. Charlie,
yeah.
Can you comment on that?
I just figured if I hung out and was really cool, that was going to work. But no, they're so shallow. It was the really hot guys. They're not getting anything.
Shallow. How old were they, though?
21.
So were they shallow because they were beautiful?
No, they weren't shallow. They were cool guys.
Okay.
But
yeah.
the whole industry, that it's funny.
Oh, yeah.
Because every time you show up to a gig to try to get some modeling, it's a couple of dudes in the industry ogling you in your underpants. And you know, one guy's from Iowa and it freaked him out. What he was
doing. Really?
Yeah.
I can't believe he was surprised by that.
No, it's just, it kind of sucks, but hey.
They're treating me like a piece of meat.
Yes, exactly.
Just like we do to women all the time. Be the piece of meat. It's okay to be a piece of meat.
Well, they were doing their best. They were in the game, man.
Hey, did either of you guys happen to see Kiefer Sutherland playing on Kimmel?
No.
He's got a record out.
Is he lucid?
Either. Kiefer? Yeah, he seemed okay. He seemed okay. And the song wasn't bad.
Really?
It wasn't, I'm not going to say it was great, but it was...
Is it a cover or is it?
Let's Google it up, baby. I'll listen to that.
It's a country album, I believe.
Oh, never mind.
I didn't know he had talent like that.
But it was kind of the song wasn't so country. It was more,
huh?
It's kind of rocked a little bit.
Huh.
But you guys didn't see him. So, no. Sorry.
No, but I'm really interested to hear it.
I'd rather watch him jump into a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Yeah, me too.
That's
that was cool.
One of the best celebrity videos of all time.
Although, after watching that guy on Flocka jump into the back window of a station wagon, I don't know if I can ever watch anyone jump into anything else. do you want to bring up Kiefer Sutherland playing on Jimmy Kimmel?
I also found the Mort Krim ad. It's on YouTube.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, I emailed it to you. I don't know if
excellent.
You got it or not.
So we'll
just so Charlie can see it.
We'll have Magic Windows breaking news.
Breaking news that Kiefer Sutherland's alive and
yes.
has a new album.
Now, has he ever hurt anybody with his shenanigans?
No, I don't think so.
Then how does it, not that we're doing it, but how does it, we turned into like mocking dudes living rock and roll? Like,
I'm not.
I said we're not, but you know, that's the culture now. Like, that guy fucking parties. He doesn't hurt anybody. He's making money, man. Like,
I think most people like Kiefer.
He does get ragged on for that. I mean, for going overboard.
Because he's a drunk. Like, oh, come on, man. The guy's together.
But he's a pretty harmless drunk.
That's what I mean. I think
he's jumping into trees.
I think most people like him.
You want some video? I'm going to jump into this tree for you.
He does set it up. Have you seen it? He does set it up that way.
He does. Yeah. Let me do it for you. I think that's cool.
I still can't quite.
Live in his own way.
Forget, and it seems so long ago now, that he actually was getting married to Julia Roberts.
He was?
Yeah, remember? And she walked off. She walked out on him like 3 days before.
Oh, he's so lucky.
And I mean, I think...
so lucky.
Oh, I know. I always thought that way. And I think the word was that maybe, I don't know, he was fucking around, or she caught him fucking around, or he had been fucking around. And she just
3 days before
out.
His wedding? Oh, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I don't think he was fucking around that day. I think she found out about something, or I don't know.
He has been in some legal trouble, by the way. He's had a couple DUIs.
He's had some issues.
He did headbutt fashion designer Jack McCullough.
Kiefer.
Oh.
I know. He's not even the most famous Kiefer in my mind anymore. Janelle's boyfriend, Kiefer. He's way more
famous. Here's Kiefer on Jimmy Kimmel.
The album is called Down in a Hole. Here with the song Can't Stay Away, Kiefer Sutherland.
And he is the lead singer.
He's got the moves. Pink Floyd-y.
Got me wrapped around your finger, pushed in to play my heart. Feel the now we're conversation.
Listen to the hook, it's Wish You Were Here. How I wish you were here.
There you go. Kiefer Sutherland. Can't Stay Awake. Not bad.
No, not bad.
By the way, I saw him in Bright Lights Big City the other night. Just happened to be on. I dig that movie, man. I hadn't seen that.
Is that the Michael J. Fox?
So long.
Yeah, it was a long time. It was 1987. Yeah, Michael J. Fox is the star. But he's Tad Allegash, his buddy. His like evil buddy who's always ready to party. He's kind of a... I don't know. It's kind of an interesting role because you're sort of left with, is this friend a bad friend or is he a good friend? Because he is always sort of trying to, you know, keep him going, keep him up, keep him out, meeting girls and stuff.
Based on a book?
Yes. Bright Lights Big City by Jay McInerney.
Okay.
Which I like that book.
He's done a couple other.
I don't read that many books, but I like that book.
You read a ton. What are you talking about?
I don't read that many fiction books.
Oh, fiction.
I really don't.
That's weird. I don't really read much fiction either.
But that was such a big book at the time, and it was considered such a hip book, and I got sucked
in.
And I liked it, actually. But Michael J. Fox has this girl he brought from Kansas to New York, and she's a model, and of course she leaves him for the big time. And so he's trying to sort of recover from that, and and Kiefer's Tad Allagash's buddy who does a lot of blow and is always trying to get Michael J. Fox to leave his job.
Mikey J. had a good string of movies for a while.
Hell yeah, he did. Yeah. And I thought that was one of his... I mean, that was a nice stretch for him. I mean, he had to do a lot of blow in that movie. I thought it was cool as hell.
You think they gave him real blow?
Or baby lips.
I don't know. Maybe.
Because you had to snort something.
Usually baby laxative.
It seems like it would just make sense to do real blow. Because they didn't. It's not like there were that many scenes.
Yeah, except next thing you know, you're doing 500 takes of the same thing.
I knew it!
We need another take of doing blow. We need another take of me doing blow.
I don't feel I really captured myself. Do another take.
I wonder how well Michael J. Fox would be doing now if he wasn't Michael J. Fox and had the best medical treatment that stardom can buy.
Yeah. He'd be huge. We may be huge.
No, he'd be old now.
No, he'd be doing a lot more things. That hindered him so much.
No. Drew's saying if he wasn't famous and had Parkinson's. A regular person with
Parkinson's. Guy who got that disease when he got it.
Because he's had it so long.
He'd be in if he was like given a regular guy treatment.
That's a great question. I don't know. That's why there's an advantage to having money.
Today was a weird anniversary of sorts. It was 1 year ago today that Channel 7 reporter and cameraman were shot while broadcasting in Moneta, Virginia.
That's been a year?
Yeah, that's been a year.
Holy crap, that seems like yesterday.
Mark, you know what? I was going to say it seems like 3 years ago to me.
That's what I was thinking.
I don't know why.
Really?
It seems like so long ago.
Because there's so much mayhem. That's what I feel.
There's been a lot of shit that's happened.
Yeah.
I mean, news doesn't last more than 10 seconds now.
Wow, okay.
Seems like there's been 9,000 major events since then. But I know what you mean. But anyway,
Vester Flanagan.
That was such a fucked up deal. I'm trying to remember now, the guy that shot him, did he kill himself?
Yeah.
Oh, I was hoping.
Yeah, remember the car chase?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, with the rental car, because he's such a criminal mastermind. He switched cars.
Yes.
They still caught up with him and pussied out and killed himself. Yeah. Dick.
That's sort of the first multimedia murder.
Yeah, I watched. You know what?
It was
true. I watched it. I was following his Twitter as it happened.
He did live on TV.
Yeah.
He did his Twitter. Probably did Facebook. Yeah.
There's been other guys that have... it's funny that this was brought up. There's apparently... a couple movies coming out, a documentary and an actual movie about this news reporter in 1974, Christine, I can't remember her last name.
The chick that shot herself on TV?
Yeah.
Yeah. We talked about that, didn't we?
We talked about it off the air, not on the air.
Oh, okay. I'm dying. There's two movies coming out about her.
Yeah, one's a documentary.
Do you remember her, Charlie?
Nope.
Christine.
Do you and I talk about this?
No, ML. ML was here.
Okay. She shot herself live on television, and it was to protest... Well, allegedly,
not really.
She didn't like the way they were covering, you know, all that blood and gut stuff on the streets.
She was a severe,
manic depressive.
Manic depressive, had mental problems, told people she was going to do it, and they just thought it was a sick joke.
It doesn't sound like she had mental problems.
Shut up. but she also,
by the way, was a virgin. She was a 29-year-old virgin.
That was part of her depression.
Yeah, she wanted some dick.
She was in love with, she was in love with one guy that worked at the station, but he had the hots for her friend who worked at the station.
That's right.
And the friend got a promotion. So anyway, while reading about this story...
Instead of being vicariously pleased that her friend was getting the hoagie she wanted, no. She had to shoot herself on TV.
And the promotion, yeah. So no, they thought the tape never existed, but it's the only time they asked her to tape her show.
Oh.
And so tapes do exist. The wife of the former station manager has the only tape in existence, and she, of course, will not release it. Which, why don't you just destroy it then if you're not going to release
it? That's funny. I read a story about the same thing that said that the family was given the tape, and
the family
destroyed it. But I didn't know about the wife of the GM. That's kind of interesting.
Allegedly, that's the one tape out. But the point of bringing all this up is on YouTube, there's like the five most famous videos that will never be seen.
Wait, and they show them to us, even though they'll never be seen?
You can't find them. One is the security footage from Sandy Hook, because all those tapes were destroyed.
But
most of them were stories, you know, most of them fairly recent, but there was one, apparently these two guys in Russia went on a killing spree and videotaped it all. Like, just with their phone or with a video
camera. Why are we never going to see that?
I guess they just, with all the cases, they destroyed the tape. It was pretty wild, though. There were some other famous. Oh, the other one was, remember Telecom? The killer whale?
No.
There was a killer whale in SeaWorld that killed the trainer. They thought the ponytail was a toy. Apparently, there was video of that, too, and they've all been destroyed. Isn't that wild?
Yes.
I mean, nothing gets destroyed or wiped off the internet anymore.
I'm not sure why they're doing two movies on this chick, by the way. I mean, she shot herself on TV, so?
One's a documentary.
Okay.
And the other is an actual, you know, TV or movie, you know.
I mean, we sort of know how it ends.
but you don't know how she got there. The documentary is more about this sounds really stupid, but it's getting rave reviews. But this girl, I think it's called Kate Plays Christine, and it's about this actress getting into the role and how did she get in too deep?
Huh?
I know. It really? Seems ridiculous.
Wait, say it again, though.
Did she get in too deep?
No, for...
In a world. Huh?
You mean she got in too deep trying to become...
Become her, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's... We're hearing that a lot now. That's a selling point. I'm an actor. I got in so deep.
Yeah.
That I never changed my clothes.
Like Daniel Day-Lewis texting as Lincoln?
Or the new guy playing the Joker?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Jared Leto. He always does.
No, that Daniel Day-Lewis thing about him method acting as Lincoln is so ridiculous.
He was
chauffeured to the set every day.
Every day.
Lincoln did not have a car or a chauffeur.
He was fucking going to movies as Lincoln. He's just in the theater. The big-ass hat blocking people's views. He's going out to dinner.
Watching the news when he gets home.
Driving a Prius, going through a drive-thru as Lincoln. It's ridiculous. Good old Danny Day.
Yes, thank you. A hamburger, please.
4 score.
2 Big Macs, please.
4 chickens and 2 Cokes.
A McFlurry, please.
Everything he orders by 4, 4, and 2. So dumb.
When in the course of human events.
He gets on the toilet. I'm going to emancipate the shit
curly
out
fries.
Of my body.
Such a selling point. It's just bullshit.
They're actors. They're supposed to be in the role anyway when they go on camera. I don't care how you get there.
Who was it? It was...
Let's make you any better than
it was
anybody
the Marathon
else.
Man. Who that was Dustin Hoffman, right? And Laurence Olivier.
Yes.
And Dustin Hoffman, the method actor. Who
What's the line when they're about to pull a tooth and they keep saying this weird thing to him?
I forget. But
you remember what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I do.
That was freaky in the movie.
So... Anyway, Dustin Hoffman, his method acting, he's up for 3 days, and Laurence Olivier famously says, just try acting, my boy.
That's great. So, that shooting, the Roanoke shooting, right? Channel 7?
Yeah, yep. Mm-hmm.
That's a year ago, wow.
There are a few other things. Oh, is that the scene, Jay?
There it is.
Yes, it's safe. It's very safe. It's so safe.
Oh, is it safe? Is it safe?
He's playing Rain Man again.
Is it safe? It's not safe. It's very dangerous. Be careful.
They're gonna yank a tooth if he doesn't say what he's supposed to say. They're bringing the utensils out. They're probably cleaner than the DMC utensils. And they're opening his mouth.
Not struggling very hard. Not good acting.
Relax. Come on.
Oh. Oh, I don't like this scene very much.
He's gonna rip stuff out of his mouth with dental tools.
That hurt?
Uh-huh. No.
I should think it would. Should take better care of your teeth. You have quite a cavity here. Is it safe?
Look, I tell you, I can't do it.
You think he knows?
Of course he knows he's being very stubborn.
Oh, please. Uh-oh.
He's done.
No.
Oh, no. Don't do that.
No, okay.
Don't do that.
Bite his finger off.
Is it not remarkable? Simple oil of cloves, and how amazing the results.
Life can be that simple. Relief, discomfort. Now, which of these I next apply? That decision is in your hands. So, take your time. Tell me. Is it safe? Please stop.
Whoa.
Heavy.
He should have bit his finger off. You're right. I wasn't acting. He would have bit his finger off. Hey, a couple of things on this day in history just for shits and giggles.
Mm-hmm.
Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble played their last concert at Alpine Valley in Wisconsin on August 26th, 1990. The next morning, Vaughan was among those killed in a helicopter crash. Bummer, man. Bummer.
Yep.
26 years ago.
When will they stop taking those helicopters?
They're fun, though. Helicopter
hey,
rides.
Was somebody else supposed to be on the helicopter? Am I just thinking of Waylon Jennings and the
Big Bopper
Buddy
was supposed
Holly.
To be on there.
The Big Bopper? Okay.
Leonard Skinner was supposed to be on there.
Richie Valens. Oh, wait, no, he was.
Today is the...
John Denver.
Today,
he was flying it.
Today is the 30-year anniversary of former Redskin tight end Jerry Smith becoming the first professional athlete to announce that he had AIDS.
Wow.
He died 2 months later. Remember, he had his he had that big dance club in Houston?
No. Didn't Copay own it? Or Smith?
No, Jerry Smith, wasn't
Smith
it?
Smith at the Boathouse in Austin, Texas.
Yeah, it was a gay dance club, right?
I'm
yeah,
just here
I just remember because
you guys know about this.
I know, it's ridiculous.
I'm going to listen.
Well, Tom would always say something about the Boathouse, so it's always stuck in my head. Mazwood, the Boathouse in
but
Austin,
that was,
Texas.
What, the funny thing about it was he owned that, and no one knew he was gay.
No.
It was like... Well, he just owns a gay bar in Houston, and you know it's weird. He's just tied in for the Redskins, owns a gay bar. He's not gay or anything.
But the players knew. The players knew
I guess
they
did.
Gay,
I didn't realize that.
Once again, they don't care as long as they win football games.
He was a great player, too.
Yeah,
I mean, he was an all-pro,
exactly.
For sure. I just remember it wasn't like fisticuffs were going to break out, but the Bears and the Redskins were playing in the playoffs in 87, and it was not long after Jerry Smith had died. And all of us that were at the party were Bears fans, except there were just like two or three Redskins fans. And when you got to Michael's house, on the front door, there was a note that said, Bears fans come right in, Redskins fans enter in the rear, a la Jerry Smith.
And
what's wrong? Is you gay or something?
I don't know why I remember that, but I just remember that one of the Redskins fans was really pissed.
Oh, why? Because he had to take it?
Well, just he didn't appreciate the Jerry Smith, you know, knock.
He's gay?
It was a cheap shot.
Well, you know,
too soon.
Maybe it was too soon.
We just went to the Boathouse and had a great time.
I know a lot of guys who are gay.
Oh, can we hear Cordell, please?
I know a lot of guys who are gay. I said, no. That don't have nothing to do with me.
Right.
I'm telling you about a rumor that was out. That's floating around about me before you get caught up into this relationship and find this out from the backside or sideswiped or whatever.
Oh, no, you want to say from the backside.
Well, I mean, you know what I'm saying. Coming up the road. You know what I mean?
Now there's some levity. Now we can do it.
He's such a sick.
Where's the jingle?
But I'm just saying that. Look, Tom, it wins.
There's some people on Twitter that ask me, say, ask Cornell this.
Are you gay? No.
Are you gay, man?
No.
Are you bisexual?
No. I'm not on the down low.
Here's Prince again. Are you gay? That's what people want to know.
I'm not. No.
I'm not bisexual.
No. No. I'm a 100% man. I don't do no homophobic. I don't do no none of that. There's nothing about no dude that I see.
Man, I just love that. Here's Prince again. Are you gay?
Well, he messes it up at first.
I love it. Like,
here's Prince again.
His whole syntax is fucked up, and I know exactly what he's trying to say.
Yeah. I know.
No.
I know.
No.
Are you gay, man? Are you bi? Are you gay? All right. Here's Prince again.
I don't see.
No.
Are you gay, man?
No.
Are you bisexual?
No. I'm not on the down low.
Here's Prince again. Are
you
gay? That's
right. You got me. You got me.
That is the most bizarre interview.
It's a double negative. He's clearly gay.
Not to mention using the Prince song in the interview. And the guy answers Prince. He does.
I love what the interviewer says.
No.
Are you gay, man?
No.
People
are you
on
bisexual?
Twitter want to
no.
know.
Yeah, I'm not on the down low.
Here's Prince again. Are you gay? That's what people want to know.
I'm not.
Here's Prince again. What do you love, Charlie?
That he's the...
He blames it on Twitter.
The interviewer's like, hey, Twitter wants to know, although I got Prince loaded up for you.
Norma Jean, Norma Jean Baker signed a contract with 20th Century Fox on this day in 1946. She would later change her name to Marilyn Monroe.
A candle in the wind.
Goodbye, Norma Jean.
I'm going to change the lyrics.
From the young man in the 22nd row. I'm going to change the lyrics.
I'm going to be really lazy and make
the biggest hit of all time.
Actually, I should name Norma Jean Baker better than Marilyn Monroe.
That's a cool name, actually.
Yeah,
it does. It sounds too hickish, though, for Hollywood.
But we love it.
What's Elton's writing partner, David?
Bernie Taupin.
David's his husband.
Goodbye, England's Rose.
So he gets all this credit for Goodbye, England's Rose when Bernie's the one that writes the lyrics. He didn't change a fucking note.
No, he didn't. But Elton wrote the music.
No, I know.
I know.
But I mean, it's really that song. It's really the Goodbye Norma Jean song.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
In other words, his great friend dies and passes away, and he goes, hey, Bernie, write some new lyrics. I'm too broken up.
Did Bernie write the lyrics to Goodbye England's Rose?
I don't think so. I think they were split up by then. The point being, he didn't change anything.
No, I know. It was totally stupid.
The point is, we could all have rewritten the song.
Yeah, sure.
Most people think of it as the Princess Diana song, not Goodbye Norma Jean.
Goodbye, Princess Di.
It rhymes.
That would have been better than Goodbye, England's Rose. England's Rose.
And don't forget, Dodie also died that night underneath the bridge.
There's no mention of Dodie.
And
no.
Your kid,
I could have written the song.
And your kid, he has no hair. And the other kid, he's not the heir. He's the son of the stable boy.
Hewitt.
Hewitt.
Because we know you did it.
Remember the time Prince Charles said he wanted to be a tampon inside his lover. What's her name?
Oh.
Who do you want to be a tampon for?
Camilla Parker Bowles.
Camilla Bowles, yeah.
Goodbye, Rose. May you
have some blow up your nose.
You are the greatest place to sell.
It galls me. What galls me to no end is that people liked this and bought it.
Mm-hmm.
30 million people. It's the biggest selling record ever.
What?
Henri Paul.
Ever.
Henri Paul drank too much and couldn't drive. I only remember his name because of Henri Paul Kurtz.
I know. By the way, Mark, I just found pictures of Henri Paul Kurtz when he wiped out the golf cart.
That's one of the best jokes.
Over here.
Never fading with the sunset when the rain set in.
When did the rain set in?
After the rain. After the. I don't know.
When they left. The party in
the hotel.
Guys,
the syntax was terrible on that last line. Did you hear that?
Yeah. Well, he spent no time on this song, Drew. He was too heartbroken.
I just think he loved Diana too much.
What legend is Diana?
Oh, she did a lot of charity work.
That's
She cleared out a bunch of mines.
That's nice.
She was a
fashion icon.
She was a hot member of royalties.
Well,
she was.
You know, she wasn't really hot, but stacked up next to them, yes.
Yeah, she's hot, comparatively.
And she wasn't from royalty either, so she was kind of a departure, right? Oh, no, she was. Never mind.
She was royalty.
Sorry. Yeah, the Spencers.
At our golf outing in, I don't know what year this was, like 97, 98, Paul Kurtz, the leader of the Hangmen, overturned a cart that I was on. Actually, I was not driving. He was driving. He tried to blame me partially for it. It was not my fault at all.
It's like blaming Dodie.
Exactly. But anyway, because it was right around the time of the Diana death and the driver was Henri Paul, we renamed instead of Paul Kurtz, we called him Henri Paul Kurtz for a long time after that. But anyway, there are many photographs of the event.
It. Wow. Look, he looks like he's like re-examining what exactly happened.
He is,
here?
You know, as if it wasn't all his fault.
See, how can I pin this on Drew? Clearly the weight balance was off.
He was basically, we were hammered, and he was driving too fast.
Oh, you're in this picture, too, laughing about it.
Yeah.
That's what's great. Where? Right here in the hat.
It's hard to golf when you have a full bowel.
You're reconstructing the story.
It is hard to golf.
Laughing about it.
It's terribly hard to golf with a full bowel.
Is that Matt? That's McCarty.
Yeah, Mac was there.
Mac is pushing.
Yeah,
Mac's
there.
Actually doing some work. pushing the cart back up. Mac's got fully blonde hair, too.
I'll see you two tomorrow morning on a golf course.
You see how much I'm helping. I'm clearly in the background.
You're giving a statement to the officer.
Whatsoever.
I love the chick in the other golf cart thinking it's the funniest thing in the world.
I know. Well, she's the drink cart, I think, if I recall.
She's like, I did it.
Here's what's really funny, though. While I was going through stuff in this,
like a
this box of stuff of mine, I had some unopened mail.
Oh, really?
Unopened mail.
Uh-oh.
So I opened it up, and guess what? Congratulations, Drew. We're Metro Times Morning Show of the Year 2006. Congratulations.
You have
thank
a 10-year-old letter.
Thank you very much. That's yes.
A 10-year-old piece of mail you just now opened.
Yes.
Thank you, Metro Times.
Thank you, Metro Times 2006.
Yeah, here. Hang it up and take a picture of it for the website.
Oh, you sure. Used to have great taste. I thought it was like 2016's best podcast.
Thank you. Well, it would. I'll hang it up later. You don't have to hang it up right this second, but yeah, it can go anywhere. There's some slots. I'll find a place for it. And then I also happen to open up.
Put it on the front door.
I'm proud to announce.
Oh, yes.
That the best morning radio show for. Let's see, what year is this?
You know the story behind it, right, Joey?
Yeah. Okay.
For 2004.
What?
2004, the best morning radio show is Drew and Mike for Real Detroit. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Real Detroit.
On behalf of the show and myself.
It's kind of like you won twice.
Thank you.
Right?
I just opened this up today. Yeah, it is like winning twice.
You opened it up today.
We were in the magazine in 2004, and I opened up the award today. It was a sealed envelope. And I am very proud.
God, you used to be good.
I know. That's exactly what I thought. I was so good that I had awards unopened because I had too many awards to open up. I didn't have time to open up all the awards we were winning.
That's great.
And then there's also a piece of mail from Radio and Records, the 2004 Active Rock Personality Show of the Year. Drew and Mike, thank you.
All right.
Thank you on behalf of Mike. Mike couldn't be here tonight.
To accept the award.
He's at home.
That's great.
Enjoying himself, but he's very proud, as I am, of our efforts, and our staff did a great job, too. And Trudy, we thank Trudy as well for everything she did. And that's about it. Thanks. Thanks, everybody, voted for us.
Forgot to thank God.
Okay. Thanks, God. Thank you very much.
Let's see.
I have the plaque for that. I did open the plaque. And
all right, it's a big one.
Yeah. You know, won in 2007 and 8, or 2004, 2005, and 2006, and the plaque was the same every year. It's like, make a new plaque,
yeah.
For Christ's sake.
Drew, that
you're doing awesome!
That was back during Abu Ghraib, dude.
Where was this pile of mail? That was
It was with a bunch of old clippings and stuff like
so you're
that.
You're going cleaning out stuff?
Yeah. Okay. I was looking for stuff to put on.
Where was that stuff?
I was in a big box that Tess brought over.
Oh.
So she's bringing boxes over still?
Yeah, a couple. Yeah.
Yeah, he'll get around to it. Sure. Find out one thing about Drew. He'll get around to it.
I'll get around to it.
Eventually.
I was hearing during the break that you two are talking about maybe getting a new house together.
Huh?
You two thinking about getting a new house together?
We've talked about it. I mean,
that's interesting.
No time real soon.
Get around to
I'm
it.
I'm looking at houses all the time.
That is true. Drew and I look at houses all the time. I have no, I have nothing to do with it.
You're not moving in, dude.
Other than I'm looking at houses.
I think you look at more houses than I do. But we go on Zillow and dick around.
I know.
And,
it's fun.
I'm fascinated by...
It's fun.
I like to see that the value of a home I live in has gone up somehow.
Yeah. Or the value of people you know in their house.
Yeah. Look at other people's houses, too.
What they bought it for and what it's worth now.
Sure.
Are you looking for a compound ever?
A compound?
Sort of like your, you know... Atelier out in the country where you'd blow off your guns and
no,
yeah, that sounds no. Like Drew.
No, I think my place is a condo. My final resting place is a condo. You know what I really like? I would actually love to live there.
I've learned something about you.
The Washington or the what's that building on Washington Street? Is it the Washington?
Oh boy, or is it called the?
It's
Fifth?
The tallest building in Royal Oak.
It's called the Fifth.
Oh, the Fifth. You're right. Yeah. It's the Fifth.
It's the corner of Fifth and Washington.
Yeah. It's a big...
A lot of athletes that live there.
It's a condo building. It's pretty, really cool.
You know, there's a lot of athletes that live there.
Well,
right?
It's a lot of glass. Yeah, it's kind of cool looking. You get a good view.
It's cooler on the inside. Yeah, the views. I mean, if you buy the penthouse,
ooh.
You can see Detroit from the penthouse. I mean, you can really see the skyline on a clear day.
Stafford used to live there?
I heard he did. I never knew if that was
true. Then he moved to Ferndale, and then he moved, or not Ferndale, Franklin, and then he's back on the east side now, I believe.
The Points?
Isn't he, Joey? Didn't he buy something? I'll buy you?
Stafford?
Yeah.
No, he bid on the house, but didn't.
Oh, he didn't get it.
I think he lives in Franklin.
Ah! Good job. Franklin? You couldn't even complete that transaction. Ah!
Does he live in one of those gigundo homes in Franklin?
Yeah.
God, there's some huge houses in Franklin.
Massively huge.
But I never saw the draw there because it doesn't look like super chic.
Franklin?
Yeah, it doesn't.
Franklin looks old to me, like old money.
But it doesn't, you know, like Grosse Pointe Park's much more beautiful. You know,
I would agree.
I don't look at it like it's beautiful.
Yeah, but okay, but now you're talking west side versus east side.
I'm not here to knock Franklin, but those giant houses there, they don't fit in today's. I don't know. It's like they're from a.
The lots aren't majestic. There are some that do have the majestic lot, but it's, you know, it's not like. Yeah, Beverly Hills isn't nice to me either.
Beverly Hills?
Yeah,
Hills?
It's not. It's crowded.
It's a little smaller. Yeah. Well,
I'm not sure I know Beverly Hills all that well.
I don't think Birmingham's charming. You know,
I love Birmingham. I like Birmingham a lot.
I like the ones when you, like, go. I don't even know the geography, but when you go across and they have lawns and stuff, but they're also smashed together.
Yeah, the Bigfoot houses.
Yeah, I don't see the draw.
Well, Ferndale's the same way. I mean,
the most beautiful. I think Grosse Pointe Park's the most beautiful.
Next to Berkeley.
Berkeley's kind of nice. I like Berkeley, actually.
Berkeley's great.
How do you like Ferndale, Charlie?
I love Ferndale.
Do you?
Yeah, I made it my point to be here.
You live very close to Ferndale.
You know, you
do you technically live in Ferndale? You don't live in Ferndale.
No. But you know, I want to be on Woodward, man, where the action is.
Yeah, I think we're all pretty similar. Like we like to be around.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I like that building in Royal Oak because it keeps you right in this area.
Yeah.
It's a condo. Yeah. That means no outdoor work.
Are you going to do it?
Porches to worry about.
Are you doing it?
No shovels.
I don't know. I haven't thought about it. I don't know.
Get around to it.
I'd much rather podcast in the penthouse.
Yeah, but then you'd have to go up an elevator to get there.
Ooh,
to
the front door.
Parking's not as easy.
It'd be pain in the ass to take the dogs out.
Well, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. That part concerns me, definitely, especially on a cold day.
Isn't that cool when you love a dog?
How
rich they make your life because you got to make accommodations for them?
I know. No, it's really funny because if you couldn't have dogs, then the place is out. I wouldn't live there.
Right. And I had a
dogs can actually control your life.
Big dog, right, back when.
What kind?
He was Newfoundland setter and wolf. I got him in Alaska.
Wolf?
Yeah, he was a quarter wolf. And so he needed space. So when I moved to the Bay Area for grad school, I didn't live in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. I lived in Oakland, and I had a beautiful place, and it was cool. And when I moved to New York, I lived in Queens.
Mm-hmm.
And it just made my life rich instead of living in a fucking apartment building. This guy made me hunt for a home instead of a joint.
The dog.
The dog. Because he meant something. You know?
No, with your little dogs, if you had a balcony, couldn't they just take a dump out there?
Yeah, that's true. I don't know.
Put some AstroTurf out there?
I think they'd like, I know Matt's got a setup like that.
Oh, he does.
He had a setup like that. His dog died, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Great dog.
Two dogs like trotting around, you know?
Yeah, the dogs want to be. I could not just leave them on a balcony. That would be
a
bummer.
That's true.
I'm looking at Stafford's house, and this is his house in.
Jesus.
What?
Pull my house up next. We're doing it. Sorry about this, Matt.
What is that? His Zillow?
Hey, nobody else has seen it. We're the only ones seeing it. It's his place in Franklin.
Yeah, it's a beautiful house. So he doesn't live there now.
I would not want to live in that house. I mean, it's just.
Well, I would not want to live there if it's just you and your fiance or wife.
Isn't it just him
whatever.
And Kelly?
This is Kelly.
It's huge.
I think it was a former basketball player's house. They've got a.
But I don't get that.
Court in there.
But that's a lot of.
Zach House or like John Sally or somebody lived.
It's a lot of space, though. Would you want to live there if it's just you and your girl?
I don't know. Maybe
it's got.
Really?
I'm not from Franklin, so I wouldn't really know.
It's got six peaks. And three chimneys that I can see.
Chimneys.
John Sally lived on the east side. He had a big mansion in Grosse Pointe, I think.
He had one in Palmer Woods.
Palmer Woods, yeah, you're right.
At the Bishop's home.
That was more. Oh, yeah, that's right. But he admitted that was too big, didn't he?
I wonder if he got his money out of that place, because those places lost a huge pile of value.
What that house did?
Well, I was talking about John Sally, actually. But
where does Stafford live now?
Stafford took a loss.
And more importantly, how is that multi-purpose lid treating him?
It's
So here's my
and wine chillers.
Here's my point, Drew. See, but look at the house. It's cheesy. The construction is new. See the gigantic door and the new flat brick. It's not charming.
I think that house is plenty charming. You don't like it?
I don't like it. I don't.
Look at the material.
I feel like
it's new.
Well, to me, it looks like a city block. It's
that's
like,
right.
Oh, are there three houses there, or is there one house there?
Oh, I can see that. Yeah,
it's not red brick. It's sort of like the dull clay. It's just.
I would live there.
Is it kind of orangey brick? Is that what it is?
Yes, it's not the rich old red.
I would live
brick.
There.
Well, I you know shit. I'd live at the fifth building.
Hey, the fifth is cool. I'm telling you.
I'd live in Andy Dick's trailer, dude. I really.
Hey, Andy Dick's whatever that is. What is that? What do you call that thing he lived in? Wasn't it like a storage
container?
Yeah, it was like a storage container.
Shipping container.
Katie Ledecky turning down $5 million
dumb.
To go to school at Stanford and swim.
You know, not only is that dumb, but that underscores the worst thing about the NCAA that you can't make money and be an athlete. She didn't make that money being an athlete in college. She made that money by endorsements from what she did in the Olympics.
Why should she have to turn down all of that because she wants to swim for Stanford?
That's what I mean, because it's a bullshit NCAA rule.
Total crap.
See, that's all about selling your likeness. You're not getting paid to swim for them.
Katie Ledecky's brother was not pleased with one of our podcasts.
I heard about that. I heard about that. I couldn't find the tweet, though.
It's on a message.
Oh.
On Drew's Twitter.
Oh, so it's
and
not
you know
public.
What? Well, the weird thing is, he lives in Massachusetts. Is she from Iowa, maybe?
I have no idea.
No, she's from Maine, I think. You think she's from Maine? Or maybe she's from Mass, too. Anyway, they're not from here. They're from far, far away. And I know in the back of my mind, like, Allison Schmidt lives here.
Yeah.
You know, I'm pretty familiar. Phelps has a lot of history here.
She was at the Tiger game tonight, throwing out the first
Schmidt
pitch.
Schmidt was?
Yeah. First pitch, yep.
So anyway, I was really surprised to see that her brother, you know, messaged the show and said, what's that?
D.C.
Oh, that's
D.C.
right. That's okay. Right, because she threw out the first pitch at the Nationals game the other night.
So anyway, he sends this message about how Katie does not have her receding hairline, and it's really unfair to talk about these girls and their hair like this because their hair is always wet. They're never looking their best when they're in the pool, and blah blah blah. And you know, it's tacky anyway. She's a great girl, and then he went on to say, and she's not going to be rich. She wants to keep her amateur status. And I'm like, ooh.
Well, that's admirable and all, but.
I apologized to him and said, no, but you obviously didn't hear the podcast where we talked about her winning by 11 seconds and what a great swimmer she is. And
but it looks weird, though, that they come out wet. And
yeah, and it, you know, I'm sure her hairline is not receding.
It would be worse, if she got out of the pool, took a hair blower, started drying her hair and fluffing it up and trying to look as her best, you know.
Or she had a big comb over.
Yeah.
Anyway, The thing about this is I'm convinced that someone directed her brother to our podcast.
Oh, probably.
Someone said, yeah, there's some guys in Michigan who are shitting on your sister. Here's the link. It's like, why would you even tell them about that? I mean, really?
I don't know.
For the record, I'm looking at the picture. Bro, I mean, she wasn't blessed with the best hair. That's all. Relax.
Her forehead's a little bit.
Relax. It's okay. She's a great girl.
Who gives a shit? She won a medal.
There's certain angles where her hairline is, it's not as forward as you would think of females would be, but it's you got money here.
If she was my wife, I would say, hey, yo, what the fuck's up with your head?
Hey, what does the...
don't get us in trouble again.
What does the whole thing about making money, and why did he throw that into the comment?
Because we talked about, I think there was some discussion about, well, who cares? She's going to be rich and she can get hair transplants.
Oh.
you didn't make fun of her gums, did you?
No, we didn't. Okay.
Why? What's wrong with the girl?
I'm not saying anything. This guy's a maniac, her brother.
Oh, no. Whoever this ass is will surely direct him to the podcast.
Well, I think the worst thing is that she's dumb for not taking the money.
Okay, just out of fairness, I hate my nose, okay? I hate my nose. Go ahead, pick on it. Everybody else does. I hate my nose.
Really?
It's okay.
What's wrong with your nose?
It works. You?
No. I wish you're more like your cousin Melvin.
Melvin.
You know, you'll never be Melvin.
Forget you,
you'll never be Melvin!
Or was it Martin? I don't even remember which is which anymore.
It's Melvin.
It is Melvin.
It's Melvin.
But why can't you be more like your cousin Butch?
Now, having said that, just over my shoulder, the Tigers are on. Can the fucking Tigers get Verlander some runs?
No, they can't.
They can't.
They don't
all
like
season
him,
long,
remember?
He's pitching his ass off.
I know. It's bullshit, isn't
they don't
it?
Like him, remember?
He's back, man.
Apparently
that,
not.
This guy's.
Do you remember that someone actually said that?
Yes, I do remember
Because they were giving Scherzer all that run support that year.
Yeah.
JV
was ridiculous.
Someone called and said, well, it's clear they just don't like
JV
him.
JV run support thing has been going on for a while.
It is quite amazing.
Years.
Last year was horrible.
Same this year, man. He's, that guy should have.
He should have 17. He should have 17 wins.
I would think
he really
so.
Should. Anyway, guys, we're well over the hour mark at an hour five. Hey, there's a hit. That might get him a run.
That's a single.
If Victor can get a double,
Victor, he's going.
Oh my God! Oh no! Oh,
God, that man is slow. Oh, he's slow.
Oh,
wow, is he slow?
That's a lot closer than that should have been. Wow.
By the way, I could not believe. Were you guys watching
out of the game? He's done.
Were you guys watching the Minnesota game when it was raining?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah,
it was I think it was the second game of the series, and the Tigers had men on. They had the bases loaded, actually, and Kinsler hit a fly ball to medium center field. It's pouring rain, and the guy on third was somebody with decent wheels. I think it was Tyler Collins, maybe. And he didn't tag. He tagged up, and he ran like 10 feet and came back, and the throw was way off in the first baseline. It was like, how could you not send the guy? First of all, there was in danger, in my opinion, of being short in game because of rain.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, it's like it was pouring rain, and it was a medium deep fly to center field.
Yeah.
It's like, how could you not send it? Anyway, if nobody saw
it. You know what, Drew? It's the last quarter of the season. You got to play to win.
Fucking
go for it, man.
Yeah, plus your Tyler Collins. Go for it.
Yeah, it was a tie game.
So you really wanted to score that run.
Let's go.
How many outs?
As it turned out it was nobody out.
And you know, as a fan, I am not getting angry if
McCann.
You get thrown out.
Oh,
if,
go.
You know?
Yeah, send
absolutely.
Like, I'm not angry as a fan. You're giving me some excitement. Score the run.
Maben hit a two-run single and bailed him out.
Oh, okay.
Thankfully, but it was a terrible call. And that same inning, same game, they had first and second. They were down a run to Minnesota, and they had McCann up with men in first and second, nobody out. And I thought, surely McCann's going to bunt. No, it's a new double play. I don't know. You know, when you're in a close game in late innings, you got to be able to manufacture runs.
No, but it's
send him home. Send him home.
Go, big boy.
Now take him out of the game.
Go, big boy. Oh, look at that.
J.D.
Nice.
Martinez.
Wow. Oh, please take Victor out. He's spent. He's spent.
Yeah, he's done.
He did his
he's
work
for the night.
He run two bases back to back.
He did his work tonight.
Much too far from to run.
Look at how he's like, oh, Christ, take me out.
That was huge. Well, we can watch the rest of the game.
Yeah, see ya.
Time to go. Anyway, Charlie, thank you from Fox Television.
Thanks. This was popping.
Always popping, man.
See, you've reclaimed it.
Mark from Berkeley.
Mark from Berkeley. Come on.
Stop all I got going on.
Stop busting his balls.
Jay the unemployment line.
And our producers.
Are you getting a check?
Not yet. I explained it yesterday as to why not.
How much is an unemployment check?
No, never done anything like that.
The maximum is $362 a week.
Jeez.
Hey.
And I did the math.
I
did the math.
Everybody in the room is shaking their head like, yeah, man.
Stop acting like that's so wonderful.
How do I apply for that? Hey, Upton just killed one. JB's a winner, everybody.
Detroit.
Unless the bullpen fucks him again.
They will. They're not going to win this game.
Or unless he shows up for the seventh and gives up two dingers.
Well, JV, after 95 pitches, JV is a markedly different pitcher. And why they keep trying to disprove that, I don't know.
That's why they hired Upton. Just for that.
Actually, if they had a good bullpen, I might just send somebody else out there in the seventh.
God, I feel for that guy, though.
Yeah,
you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's back, though. He is really hitting the ball the last week.
I am a human being. I know he's a great ball player, and, man, it's had to have been hard to get a big contract and not really live up to it. That's got to be hard.
Yeah, he was working hard. He was taking a lot of extra BP.
He never heard shit about it in the media. He doesn't shoot his mouth off. You know what I mean? No excuses.
No, he's been candid about what a bullshit year he's having. He's also been hitting in shit luck, like
also,
hitting a lot of hard balls at people.
He's also getting paid a lot.
Yeah, I know. It's
so
God, it's
deal
hard.
With the pressure. Yeah,
yeah
but that's not. I'm telling you, if you asked him how he feels today because he just made another $20,000, he'd tell you, Well, if he went 0-for-4 with four strikeouts, he'd tell you he feels like shit.
Mm-hmm. Mark made a great point, though. You know, like, you've been getting paid a lot to deal with the pressure, but then realize you're good at sports. Maybe you're just a human and you're not good at dealing with the pressure. It's we all deal with it, and I don't deal with it well myself. I couldn't imagine.
Well, that's why you get paid a lot, though. I mean, that's your lifespan is short in that in sports.
He's hit four home runs in five games, and he could have had a fifth one if he hadn't hit that double 2 inches from the top of the wall. It would have tied up the game Saturday night against Boston. You see that with two outs in the ninth? He hit a ball as far as you can hit straightaway center field, and it hit 2 inches from the top of the wall, and he got a double. In fact, he was almost out at second base because he was so sure it was a home run.
He was watching it, yeah.
Yeah, he was watching it. They do too much of that, by the way. They may set a record for home runs this year, the Tigers.
In this ballpark.
Yeah, well, for them. I mean, it's their own record. But the other record was in the old ballpark, so yeah, that's a good point.
It's a gigantic ballpark.
When Upton hits one, I will say this, he hits the shit out of the ball when he hits it.
Oh, he's admiring that one.
Got a hard swing.
You should.
So, hey, everybody.
A lot of people on social media want to know when Charlie is going to wrestle Mark.
Oh, God.
Oh, that'd be great.
And they want you to...
give me some Flocka.
On Flocka, that's a great idea.
I'm not part of the FFA.
And when they're done wrestling, I'll take BP and Flocka.
I would just like to say to you...
I'd do that.
Get it on.
I'm on the record as I'll do that.
Why are we wrestling?
Not the Flocka, though.
Wrestling Flocka?
What's the point?
You can take Flocka if you want. Look at that beautiful house.
That's your house?
Yeah, right there. Big, gigantic American flag.
Nice.
You said the tree could use some trimming.
You know?
Here it comes.
Here
comes the payback.
This one needs to be trimmed. You're absolutely right.
I certainly am.
Yeah, this one here.
It's a bit of an eyesore there.
You want me to come over and do it?
That would be great.
Will you give me $20? I'll try. I love pruning trees.
These bushes look a little.
I've redone those too. I've redone those. I got those going like origami, dude. I'll be looking.
Giant pruning.
Cool looking now.
Good. Because I want to see
it. Bring my pruning.
Now he's bummed out because he's like, it's really. Nice.
Well, I don't know that you really did that.
He's all bummed out.
Oh, I'm not bummed out.
Yes, you are.
I'll find this.
Oh, no, all the dog shit's cleaned up too. Just letting you know, the dog shit's cleaned up. It doesn't smell. Not that your house does anymore.
Get my dog.
All right, that's enough. We're done.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you next week.